Students at numerous high schools in Charlotte and surrounding areas joined the National School Walkout Wednesday. It was organized as a way for students to express their concern about gun violence and honor the 17 victims gunned down at a high school in Parkland, Florida last month. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn attended the walkout at Huff High School in Cornelius and filed this report.
There was a sense of excitement and urgency in the air as student organizers at Huff High scurried around to make sure everything was in place for the walkout program on the football field.
I need tape.
Senior Rosemary Cullen is one of the event's organizers. She says the Florida shootings hit home for her because demographically, Huff is similar to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, where 17 people were gunned down. Getting involved in the student walkout was never a question for her.
I really want to be a part of something and help and like change something for the better. Because as a student, I want my rights protected the same as anyone wants their rights protected, and I want to feel safe in my school environment.
A table was set up with voter registration forms that students could fill out. Note cards were also on hand for students to send messages to Parkland victims' families and legislators. At 10 a.m., long lines of students filed down to the football field with cold, blustery winds pushing them forward. Grace Elliott was the first speaker, setting the tone and theme that ran throughout most speeches, enough is enough. She says students are tired of feeling powerless, of inaction by legislators, and of hearing of innocent students having their lives shortened by violence.
I don't have the perfect solution for this problem, but I think we can all agree that 122 dead since Columbine is a statistic that demands change. We aren't asking for change, we're demanding it.
About five students gave rousing speeches before about 2,200 students standing and sitting on the field, listening intently. The students gave what they called nonpartisan messages designed to not tell students what to do, but to unite them and spur them to action.
We cannot complain if we do not participate. Call, email, visit your local representatives and demand change.
At one point, the names of Parkland victims were read and a minute of silence was observed.
Scott Beagle, Martin Duke Anguiano, Aaron Feast, Jamie Gutenberg.
At the end of the program, the students walked around the field's track at times shouting, Mecklenburg County Commissioner Pat Cotham watched the program from the sidelines. She says it reminded her of the 1960s when she joined protest as a high school and college student.
We protested the Vietnam War, and eventually it ended. We protested lowering the voting age to 18. So I think something will come of it, and I think these young people will stay engaged. They're not going to do this and then just go back to going to the mall. They're going to start paying attention, and that's what we need.
Inside the school, teachers Sylvia Smith and Tara McCaffrey said only a few of their students did not join the walkout.
I had one that didn't participate because he needed to get work done, and he couldn't afford to take the time to go out there because he was so behind.
Just for the weather, they said it was just real cold outside.
I was really impressed with the turnout. I think the kids did a great job.
I think so as well.
As students went back to their daily routine, student organizer Jessica Clark said she was surprised so many participated.
Demographically wise, a lot of the students lean right here, and something that can't be perceived as more of a liberal movement, I wasn't sure how students are going to take to it. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be us convincing them that we needed more gun control, and that's what we wanted to stay away from. From here, we keep demanding change until something is done.
Clark and other students say the National School Walkout let political leaders know that teenagers do care about the issues, especially school violence. They say they feel more empowered now and that their activism will continue. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.